Hello and welcome to EGSconsulting.net, the podcast. We speak here about hypnotherapy, NLP, positive thinking, and just basically try and open up new ways of looking at the world, just new ways of thinking, new ways of going about things, trying to get to where we all are kind of looking to where we want to be. And today we're going to speak about a very intriguing concept which is used during hypnotherapy to help in a number of ways. And this concept is age regression therapy. And as I said, it's one of the most intriguing methods probably employed within hypnotherapy sessions. And the technique itself employs this all-seeing nature of our subconscious mind. And through specific techniques used during certain phases of the hypnosis cycle, it can be used to revivify and re-experience past events as though they are happening almost for the first time. Now, this is common practice for treating phobias or sometimes even allergies, as often by returning to a sensitizing event from the safety of this older, more rounded understanding perspective. Simply experiencing the situation again is enough to unlock any blocks or issues associated with it. Another way of working with these memories is to help you or the client watch from an outsider's point of view. And how this helps is that it helps us to see, to experience, to feel the situation for what it is, something that probably hasn't been possible up to that time. And therefore, the older aspect of the client can advise the former self on how to deal with it better. Now, there have been many, many studies into the concerns about how these techniques may create false memories. But there is absolutely no evidence for this at all, and any direct attempts to do it have actually failed. The important thing to understand is that during hypnosis, we always have control, and we always have full awareness. In fact, it would be true to say we have a far, far sharper awareness. So trying to recreate a past is completely impossible. Now, the only real discrepancies that may be raised with the idea of age regression is the viability of the memories themselves. However, the human mind is a powerful, powerful creator and a creation, and it has the ability to store things we would never consciously remember. Coupled up with this, in therapy, it's almost important what the perception of the problem is rather than the reality anyway. After all, who has the right to say what you remember or to try and understand how you understood it at the time? And that's the important thing maybe to remember here. Perception is ultimately the thing that shapes memories, that shapes who we are, that shapes beliefs. And our perception of an event when we are 3 or 4 years old is entirely accurate. But when viewed through the lens of an older perspective, there may be discrepancies in truths and facts, but the point of the matter is we can only experience what we experience from where we are at the time. So, the subconscious mind will bring up these memories when revivifying them as the initial experience, and so we have to respect them as real experiences at the time. Of all the techniques used in hypnotherapy, age regression is probably one of, if not the most powerful and adaptive tool There is. It can be used to understand and release stress and phobias, and it can bring repressed memories to a positive conclusion. And it can even be used just simply as a way of reliving glorious memories of childhood, or Christmases, or birthdays, and celebrations, happy memories, proud memories, which in themselves can be used when helping to remove the habit of smoking, for example. Now, leading on from this is what is genuinely quite a rare occurrence. And this is when someone regresses further than perhaps their childhood. And this is when someone regresses to what they are expressing is a past life. Now, there have also been many studies of these accounts too, and unfortunately none of them have held up when they've been under any real scrutiny. But to dismiss them completely would be a mistake. Because the notion of past lives is an ancient one, and it's still held too strongly, even in those sceptics who may find themselves drifting back further than they expected, and that happens too. So it should never be dismissed. What is extremely interesting about past life regression is that when people who follow the issue that they are having, the reason that they've gone, say for example, let's say someone has a phobia of water and they get regressed and they just keep on going and they go to a past life and they find that they drowned in a past life. So when I say they follow their issue back to a past life, that's what I mean. But what's very interesting is when this happens, just as the techniques help the people that that are reliving something from a younger age, age 7, age 8 or something like that, when you use the same techniques with people who are experiencing alleged past lives, it works just as effectively. So once again, we work with the concept that whether the past lives themselves are real, just like the actual memories, it is the belief that is held by the subconscious mind that is important here. So therefore, it responds perfectly. With anything in life, it's always best to keep as open a mind as you possibly can, especially when you're working with something which primarily is dealing with concepts, ideas and beliefs. And that's how hypnotherapy works. So to be ready for all of these things is always useful, and it's interesting how people who, as I say, are sceptics in this sort of thing actually find themselves experiencing very powerful things that causes them to have to open their minds to different possibilities they never really considered in the first place, and that in itself is a wonderful experience for anyone to have. So there we go, I'm going to leave that one with you today, just a short episode today, but talking about something very, very interesting, I think. And a subject which to me leads on to far, far greater ideas, which is how perception works, what perception is and things like that, and something I think I'll probably love to talk to you about in the future. So for now, if you haven't already, and I'm sure you have, get yourself over to egsconsulting.net. That's my website there. Irrespective if you're looking for any hypnotherapy treatments or anything, there's articles, there's blogs, and there's links for you to have a look at, which just help with general positive thinking and things like this. Sign up for the weekly newsletter and you'll get all of that sent to your email box. No spamming, no nothing like that. It's just inspirational ideas. All of your information stays completely with me. So that's great, and I look forward to hearing from you and perhaps speaking with some of you in the near future. Until then, thank you very much. Bye-bye.